This episode's for anyone that's experienced imposter syndrome, that lack of self-belief that's kept them stuck. I'm going to tell you today about the two different types of imposter syndrome and the one that if you focus on, you're going to make the best progress in your life. I'm Ian Hawkins, and this is Sport is Life. The purpose of sport, as I see it, is to see your vision become a reality, find your voice, create strong connections, and learn to trust your body. I'm sure most of you will be familiar with the term imposter syndrome. For those that aren't, basically it means that feeling of, despite success, that you're undeserving of it or unworthy of it. It may even be a moment where you are praised for a certain level of success, but maybe there's some things that the world doesn't know about the situation where you're thinking, if only they knew what's really going on. But it's very much plays into that worthiness around that, whether you feel like you legitimately deserve the success and whether it actually came from your own effort, output, and skill. And I want to talk to you about two different types of imposter syndrome, because one, it takes a lot of work to move past, and the other one, you can actually make huge amount of headway. So the first type is when there's part of you that knows in your heart that you are probably heading in the wrong direction, that you're almost convinced that you won't get success, because part of you already knows that that's the case. There's something telling you at an intuitive level that's probably not for me. It's like at a very extreme version, it's like, that saying, well, you can achieve anything you want if you really believe in it. Now, am I going to be the fastest man in the world? No, because there's certain genetic limitations. There's also an age limitation. That's just reality. So I know that I'm not going to get success there, that if I tried to, that would definitely be a case of imposter syndrome. So that's the extreme, but there might be other things that you can think of from a work perspective, sport perspective, where you know it's probably not for you. You're heading in the wrong direction. That's like you're out of alignment. So there's a part of you from your experience that if you're walking a certain path, you will have success. But there are also times where you can be heading off path. So maybe you're trying to use a skill set which is not natural for you, that no matter how much work, you're probably not going to be able to get it up to a certain level from a personality perspective. And there's also part of it that you're trying to be someone that you're not, where you're trying to fit yourself into a certain situation, area that really doesn't suit who you are and how you want to be and your natural strengths. So for the people that I help who are in business, often they're hitting roadblocks, not because they haven't got the ability or because there's something within themselves that's blocking them, but rather they're just pointing in the wrong direction. They're trying to follow some business coach's surefire method to make sure they get success, and then they're wondering why they can't get success, and then they end up looking at it and going, well, there must be something wrong with me. Why can't I get success? Whereas really, everyone's path to success is different, and while there can be structure that works, saying this is the foolproof way that's going to work for everyone is just not true. There's definitely a ways you can have systems that are going to be, this is an area that's going to, you're going to have great success based on who you are and how you operate. But there's any number of those. When I'm working with different coaches, for example, it's like, okay, this person says this works. Well, that might not work for you, but this absolutely will. So for me, networking is my absolute strength and it's my go-to whenever things are a bit blocked. That's me in alignment, connecting with people, finding out what they need, seeing if I can help them do that. So that's the first type of imposter syndrome where, for example, if I was trying to go into a detailed focused role, then I'm going to feel out of alignment. I'm going to be flogging myself to try and get results, and I'm only ever going to get to a certain level. I'm going to be capped on my results. So that level of imposter syndrome, best to walk away from. You can still get the results, but it's going to be hard work. It's not going to feel like fun. You're going to be continuing to get burnout. You're not going to get the results. It's like I mentioned on a recent episode, talking about what one of my previous managers said to me back in the Fox Sports days, when he said, when I asked him, like, what advice did he have for me managing his staff? And he said, well, don't try and get their C grade level strengths up to an A grade. You'll never get there. You might get to B minus at best. Find out what they do at an A grade level and take that to an A plus plus. So that takes me to the other type of imposter syndrome, which is where you know you can do something, or you're fairly confident that you can do something, or you think you probably should be able to do something, but at the moment, self-doubt and a lack of belief is holding you back. Maybe some of that head noise, the overthinking. Here's where you can make huge progress towards your goals. You can make a massive amount of headway because you can change your beliefs. You can improve your self-belief. You can see where the self-doubt is and you can move past it. And when you are in alignment, when you are doing things that feel natural to you, that feel like they are the sort of skills or the sort of ways of operating that you know you can do at different times, well, then that's where you want to be heading. It's those areas where you say to yourself, oh, I should be doing better in this area, where I've seen success before. If we look at it from a sports perspective, it's those moments where you've been in the zone, where everything just unfolded and you played at your absolute optimum, your absolute peak. And then you go, well, why can't I do that all the time? And you would have examples of that in your work, whether that's business, whether you have a job, you would have that in your relationships. And you wonder why that there are times where you can just be so on and get such great results, but there's this inconsistency that shows up. That's where you can really shift the dial by working on that belief system, by bringing in circuit breakers that change how you think. I was watching a video earlier today. I was talking about this idea that brain cells don't grow. Like, we have a certain amount and they slowly disappear. And modern science says that that's actually garbage, that we do continue to grow new brain cells and there are ways that we can do it. In fact, the whole human body is constantly in a state of regeneration. We, in the right circumstances, we can continue to improve all parts of our body because every part of the body just regenerates. The cells regenerate. So you can make progress. You can change your thinking. There's a plasticity, again, modern science, plasticity about the brain that says we can build new neural pathways. We can build new beliefs. We can build new thought processes and ways of operating. And that's the place to explore. Those areas where you know you've already had success. I'm working with a young golfer at the moment. And when you're working with high performers, they make progress really quickly because they already get what's required. And a lot of the work we're already doing is around just shifting some of those old beliefs that have been playing out for a long, long time. Break the cycle of that pattern of thinking, change it to a new cycle of thinking, imposter syndrome fades away. Now, that's the simple version, and there's only so much I can take you through on how to actually do that, because without knowing your specific circumstances, but there are so many different ways to be able to break that cycle, but you first need to be able to identify the pattern. So what is your pattern? When you have these moments of imposter syndrome, how does the pattern go? I often use the example of exercise. A pattern for a lot of people is, oh, I need to exercise. They start their exercise routine, then they get an injury, an illness, life gets busy. So they go back into bad habits, then they start, their nutrition suffers, their exercise suffers, and then they sort of on a downward spiral until they sort of hit, not rock bottom, but okay, look, you know, I jumped on the scales and this is happening, or I'm starting to feel really ordinary, I'm losing my fitness, and that springs them back into action. So they start exercising again, and then the pattern repeats. Now, we run hundreds of these patterns at any given time because we've all experienced different situations from this, particularly in those years 0 to 6, where patterns just created. This happens, our young brain says, this is how you should react because that worked. So then you keep running the pattern, you reinforce it either from getting attention or from a negative perspective, but we get it reinforced from a whole lot of different ways, and then we repeat it, and then we get into adulthood and we're still running these patterns. Now, you can change these patterns, and there are more below the surface of those other patterns, and I don't say that to make it sound like it's going to be a massive trek, but it's like it's an ongoing process. I'm still working through patterns that I thought I'd worked on, and they still show up in different ways. But for the high performer, this is where you operate in the 0.01% of where things need to be done. So you can be happy with where you've reached, but I know you're not. I know that you've seen that you're capable of much bigger things. You've seen glimpses of it. You've seen glimpses of those, of that consistency. So you're not satisfied, which is why we must work these really tiny percentages of what's possible. And it's breaking these patterns, building new patterns. That's where it happens. So start with the self-awareness, start looking for the patterns that you're running. When things don't go right, when you find yourself being inconsistent, what happened in the lead up? What was the pattern? When things were going well, what were you doing that were working? Because when you can identify the patterns, you can go, well, this worked. Every time I do this, this happens. Meditation's a big one for me. Journaling's a big one for me. When I'm doing those things, I get good results. I mentioned before my natural skill set, connecting with people. That's something I know works. If you're a detailed person, focus on the detail. Focus on the data, on the numbers. That's where you get the best results. If you're an ideas guy, focus on the big picture, on those ideas, innovation. If you're someone that likes to be in front of a crowd, do that. If you're someone that likes to work more behind the scenes, on the systems, on analyzing the data and then helping people steer in the right direction, then focus there. Whatever it is for you, that's where you're going to be able to push through the belief systems quicker. You're going to make much better progress, and you're going to be able to create levels of performance in your everyday life that people will look at and they will marvel at just how far you've come in a short period of time. The best bit for you is you're going to feel that consistency. You're going to feel that fulfillment, and you're going to stop feeling like that imposter, and you're going to start being able to start owning your success and enjoying your success so much more. You've taken the time to listen to this whole episode. Now it's time to take action. Commit to one thing you've learned today and make it happen. And to avoid any obstructions, join the Sport is Life movement by clicking on the link in the show notes.